Visitor Josh Isles looks over the collection of photographs on the wall of the ISU gallery. Rather than fine art captured by a seasoned professional photographer, these are snapshots of old prom dates, camping trips, and birthday parties. Pictures that are, for whatever reason, too emotionally charged for the owner to keep. Okay, so why not just put a photo with a painful memory through a shredder? Isles glances around at the everyday images and shakes his head.
You still feel for that person? So if you just throw them through a shredder, it's going to only be like a temporary happiness of getting rid of it, because you're always going to look back, where now you can look back and know that it's going to a certain purpose.
That certain purpose is a photo archive of anonymously donated pictures that are archived by artist and photographer Jason Lazarus as part of his installation, Too Hard to Keep. Lazarus says Isles' assessment of the photos is correct.
There's a certain resolution that's not achieved for some people by, you know, burning a photo or throwing it away.
So Lazarus is collecting photos that have taken on a darker meaning and are too difficult for people to keep. He says these photos, however mundane in appearance, are highly charged.
We might not know the specifics, but as just humans, whether we're into photography or not, we all have a relationship with traumas, small and big, and we all have some relationship to photography, whether we make images or not.
Too Hard to Keep is one installation in a survey of Lazarus's work called Your Time is Gonna Come. The exhibit is curated by ISU Gallery's Kendra Pates. She says Lazarus's work is interesting in that he uses photography not simply as a lensman capturing a subject with his camera, but as a removed participatory art.
So he's working with a lot of submitted snapshots, you know, a lot of vernacular imagery. The Too Hard to Keep installation, he has basically created a repository, an archive for other people to submit their photographs.
The Chicago-based Lazarus has been collecting the donated photos via word of mouth and the internet since last May, and so far has amassed an archive of about 1,300 images deemed by someone as too hard to keep. Most of the photos depict ordinary events or happy occasions. Curator Kendra Pates says some viewers might be surprised by the images they see.
There are things that I would walk up to and think, I wonder why that's too hard for somebody to keep, you know, and it's an interesting kind of document of the moments that we all stop and pick up a camera.
The images seem to invite the viewer to project a narrative, and it seems the more ordinary the shot, the more intriguing it is as to why it's there. Pates points to one photo in particular that's part of a cluster of photographs from the same person.
I really have had questions about, there's an image of a skillet with eggs frying in it, and I think it's just curious why this image.
Gallery visitor Josh Isles can't resist speculating on the cluster of photos that include the frying eggs.
It almost looks like this guy was either an ex-husband or a death. It might be a specific camping trip. Those two eggs could have been the last two eggs they had, and they were having them for breakfast, and they're always going to remember that morning.
Kendra Pate says the viewer not only projects what they think prompted the donation of the photos, but also viewers can turn the question back on themselves.
They kind of ask them, what would be too hard for them to keep? You know, what are things that they're holding on to that maybe they could be letting go of, and maybe they're not?
But what does the person who donated the photo hope to gain by giving it to Lazarus's archive? Gallery visitor Tony Miller sees it as a positive move and a path to healing.
Giving away something, maybe it's something sad, something heartbroken, somebody lost someone and they're letting go a little bit, letting go of a relationship.
Kendra Pate says that for the people who anonymously donate the photos, there could be a sense of release, but also something more.
Then I think it's also interesting just to contribute to this larger archive that's, in a way, it's kind of an archive of sorrow.
Lazarus says the nature of the photos likely changed due to some kind of trauma, and that he's now changing the nature of the photos again by exhibiting them. He says his installation attempts to sketch the parameters of a larger conversation,
which is about the role photography plays in our life, the way that we manage our private archives, and how they can all of a sudden require different emotional and intellectual approaches to photographs that are the exact same as when you maybe first got them back from the lab or printed them yourself.
As for Lazarus's own personal photos that are too hard to keep, don't look for them in the archive.
I did at first, and then I took them out, and then I shredded them. I can deal with everyone else's photos, and it can get kind of dark, but when it came to my own, I just needed to get rid of them.
Lazarus says that, on the whole, this isn't a cheery archive, but that shepherding it is rewarding. He wants the archive to continue and has even made arrangements with a friend who has agreed to manage the archive in case anything should happen to Lazarus. I'm Laura Kennedy, WGLT News. Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go.
That's not